Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Texter points out, like, really nailing this on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. So, hitting narco terrorists in their boats is murder, but driving across the country, then executing a National Guardsman and critically injuring the other is an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, that's what Democrats are saying, yeah.
I got to play this clip. I mean, there were two of the most jaw-dropping clips I've ever heard or will ever play for you yesterday in one hearing, so that doesn't happen very much. This is sociopathic Representative Benny Thompson. I don't mean that as a slam. I mean, this is textbook sociopathy. He forgot himself in public and talked to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem as if he were behind closed doors with his fellow Democrats. This is how they talk, Lee. This is why he looks surprised that anyone would even react to him describing the execution-style killing of a National Guard by a jihadist who yelled Allahu Akbar as an unfortunate accident. What, did the gun just went off? You know how guns go off, Lee.
Oh, yeah. They're just lying there, minding their own business. And suddenly the trigger just, you know, decides, I'm going to fire this projectile.
So. Right. An unfortunate accident in which they were both shot.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can.
He shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation. But you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
An unfortunate situation is when you're, you know, when you accidentally shoot somebody, like the gun actually went off. That's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
That's an accident. This is not an accident. So it just shows you the bizarre moral system that Democrats are trying to foist upon America. And I got to tell you, this St. Kilmar Abrego, Garcia, patron saint. We Catholics have patron saint. Patron saint of child traffickers and wife beaters everywhere. So pray to St. Kilmar, you know, if you need help in those areas. St. Kilmar was, and I've said this for the longest time, I said this when they were, you know, flying him to El Salvador, right? That it was the Democrats' goal to extract him from El Salvador, prove that there's legal basis for these thugs to be returned to America from their home countries. And then once they got him here, they would try to establish legal precedent that they cannot be held no matter what their crimes are and they must be let go. That is the purpose of St. Kilmar. That is why they are fighting as hard as they are to let him go. And that's why they chose him. Because he has a criminal record beyond just being an illegal immigrant. So they want to demonstrate that you can't even hold an illegal with criminal charges or criminal convictions or a history of gang membership or crime in his own country. In other words, this covers everybody. That's why St. Kilmar is so important to them. Because, I mean, look, what has Trump been doing since the beginning of the year? He's been focusing on that list of 700,000, most of which have deportation orders, and all of which have criminal convictions either in their own country or here. So they want to make sure no illegal or terrorist can ever be deported. And that is the legal precedent that they are going for with St. Kilmar. And I just want to remind everybody, Lee, the reason they picked him too was because he did have a deportation order, but it was stayed because there was a physical danger of him going back to his country. He could be harmed, right? That's a reason they can stay them. But remember what the danger was. I don't know why we don't repeat this daily with this guy. He was a member of the MS-13 gang, a rival gang, wanted to kill him because they believed he had killed a rival gang member's mother. They believe that. Mm-hmm. This is what his own attorney argued in court. The rival gang thinks St. Kilmar is a mama murderer in addition to a wife beater and a child trafficker. And so he cannot be sent home because he might be retaliation style murder. Did he kill the mom? I don't know. Oh, no idea. The other gang thinks he did. Or they claim the other gang thinks he did. No, nobody cares about any of this. This is just on the Democrat side. It's crazy. So the legal precedent is what they're going for here. So that a time comes when they can argue, no one, once they get a toe over that border, no one can ever be deported, not even monsters, not even the worst of the worst. And that's what they're striving for here. But of course, we're going to fight back. And Caroline Leavitt, spokesperson for Donald Trump, yesterday described it as a temporary setback and that they're going to appeal it. So I really, hope that we get the right legal precedent here.
The White House, the administration opposed this activism from a judge who is really acting as a judicial activist, which we've unfortunately seen in many cases across the country. Abrego Garcia is present in our country illegally. He is a proven human trafficker. He is a proven gang member. The administration has evidence of that. And as you saw from the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement saying they'll continue to fight this legal battle in court. Caitlin.
Yeah. So we have got to get St. Kilmar here, out of here. Because, I mean, if the precedent stands that not only can they return, but they must be set free, can you imagine?
Well, let's just hope he's not involved in an unfortunate accident,
like the congressman says. Yeah. No, I mean, he could be. I mean, I assume the other gang members are still trying to kill him. By the way, they're all here now.
That he is the one who's responsible for an unfortunate accident.
I know. The hilarious part of this, the irony here is, the gang that wanted to kill him in El Salvador for allegedly killing a rival's mother is not even there anymore because they're all here. There's very little gang presence for that particular gang, or they're in the El Salvadorian prison. So, I mean, we got problems in this country. I got to tell you, yesterday, Lee, did you hear that? I'm going to put this in as many segments as I can get it in today. We need to say this over and over and over and over and over and over to the midterms. Because let me tell you what, if you have 18,000 terrorists in your country, the inflation rate doesn't matter. The price of gasoline doesn't matter. 18,000 terrorists were caught and released by Joe Biden. Lee, that does not include whoever was in the 2 million gotaways. We don't know who they are. No. This is just who Joe caught and released. 18,000 terrorists. Trump hasn't gotten inflation down fast enough. Oh, you want to see economic records? Do you remember what it was like after 9/11 and what that did to the economy?
Yes.
Yeah, we got, that was less than 20 terrorists. This is 18,000 deliberately released by the Democrats. 18,000. To give you an idea of the universe, that the American Terror Watch list has 1.1 million people on it. And then there's an international terror watch list too. 18,000. Again, those are just the ones we knew about and released. I'm sorry. Do we not blow $4 to $5 trillion in Iraq? Because we were going to weren't we going to fight them over there? Yeah. So we don't have to fight them here.
That was the concept.
Okay. That's what I thought. And then 20 years later, we're like, nah, we'll just bring them all here. and let them go and give them an Obama phone and a free flight to wherever they want to go. How did that happen?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you believe there was a time we were sitting at 5% inflation? That was double what it is right now. And the Democrats were telling us it was Putin's fault. Putin did it. How? How did Putin do it? Oh, he invaded Ukraine. Huh. How does that cause inflation? Nobody knows. Nobody said it was okay, though. It didn't matter. It was good enough. It was a talking point. They used it. Nobody asked any questions. At the time, we were told that 5% inflation was no big deal, but also now we're being told that historically normal inflation, folks, anything in the low twos is good. Nobody even notices it when it's in low twos in terms of media's not even talking about it. High twos, people start talking about it in media, the financial types start talking about like, hey, we don't want to go over three. But historically 2-3% inflation, as long as it, you know, it doesn't, you know, as long as you keep it on two, like 2.7, you're good. Why are we talking about this? I literally do not know. The media is more hysterical about Trump's whatever that is right now, even though it is slightly below the normal historical range. In other words, during times when Democrats weren't lying or trying to win, nobody would bat an eye at it. But it was also totally cool at 5% when it was Putin's fault. And then when they gave that up and it went to 9, they just sent Joe Biden out to tell Americans they were stupid and didn't understand how great his economy was. Now they want answers about what I don't know. Here's Caroline Leavitt talking to Crazy Caitlin Collins of crazy CNN.
But inflation is down from where it was. As measured by the overall CPI, it has slowed to an average 2.5% pace. This is down from what the president inherited. The president inherited 2.9% in January. Today, it's at about 2.5%. So we're trending in the right direction with more to come. And I would remind you, when President Trump left office in his first term, inflation was 1.7%. And the previous administration jacked it up to a record high 9%. So again, in 10 months, the president has clawed us out of this hole. He's kept it low at 2.5%, and we believe that number is going to continue to decline, especially as energy and oil prices continue to decline as well.
It wasn't high under Biden. They're just saying it's not.
Well, nobody reported on it being high under Biden. My predecessor was standing at this podium, but now you want to ask me a lot of questions about it, which I'm happy to answer. But I will just add, there's a lot more scrutiny on this issue from this press corps than there was. Well, and the previous administration said that too. My predecessor stood up at this podium and she said, inflation doesn't exist. She said the border was secure. And people like you just took her at her word. And that those were two utter lies. Everything I'm telling you is the truth backed by real factual data. And you just don't want to report on it because you want to push untrue narratives about the president.
Thank you. Even better, Joe Borelli, a panel member on CNN, as they sat around whining about the inflation. Again, what inflation? One of the things you'll notice with this liberal media, when they're whining about what the inflation is, wow, there's inflation, Trump fall, Trump tariffs caused it, blah, blah, blah. Do you notice they never say what the rate of inflation is? Like she just did there. They don't do that. No, it's just presumed it's high and you know. No, what is actually happening was Joe Biden, Biden-inflated costs across the across the board by 29%, Zimbabwe style, in 4 years. And we now know why, because they wanted to run the printing presses so Democrats could rob us blind and pay for their illegal immigrant nation plus pocket the rest. That's why Kamala Harris was driving to Maryland, dropping off $6.9 billion checks for Sarah. I mean, not million. They used to drop off $1 million checks to their NGOs. Now it's billions. That's why we had inflation. Every quarter would print an extra $1 trillion. They'd make some excuses. Why we had inflation? Why we went to 9%? It's why Larry Summers begged them not to do it. Former Treasury Secretary said, we're going to get inflation. We got inflation. So notice something. They never say what the inflation rate is because it's slightly low at 2.5. Unremarkable. Now, what has happened is that people's wages have not caught up with the 29% price increase. But they're getting there. We're getting there. We had a 1% increase across the board. That is massive. I mean, that is such economic growth for not even a year. Anyway, here's Joe Borelli on CNN just thrashing them for this.
You can look at the chart of inflation over the last 50 years, right? And you'll see two big bumps. On top of those big bumps are Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden.
Thank you.
And those cliffs that fall off are Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. Your dollar is worth 20% less right now today because of 21% CPI inflation under Joe Biden. Your wages are $3,000 less because your average salary and your real American wages went down by $3,000. That's a Joe Biden thing.
Do you hear her try to talk over him? She's like, blah, 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 can't hear it, blah, blah. High inflation, what high inflation? I love my liberal trolls, high inflation. What are you talking about? No, right now, 2.5 is very healthy. The historical norm, slightly below it, actually. We just need, the prices have not come down. What inflation is the rate of price increase, okay? Prices, no, they haven't come down, and they're not gonna come down unless we have a catastrophic recession. And believe me, you don't want that. So what we need is the prices to slow down to the normal historic rate and wages to grow faster than prices. Right now, wages are growing faster than prices. You just need more than like 9 months to catch up. Good God, give the man a break. It's ridiculous. But they're winning the messaging war. I will say that Trump's messaging sucks. And you know why? I think it sucks because he's so busy kicking butt economically. And I even heard people on our side wondering, well, he's running around the world all the time. He needs to focus on America. What is he doing running around the world? Is he playing golf? No, he's cutting trade deals. How many? $21 trillion. What is that already added to up to? This is incredible, okay? And you can hear the excitement on CNN yesterday about this trade deficit number and how shocking that it was as it comes in live on television, because it's so good. It's so good. Okay, here we go. Shocking trade number.
Trade balance minus 52.8 billion. That's a better, lower trade deficit than we expected. We were looking for a number closer to 62 billion, and that follows a revised minus 59 billion. Minus 52 billion would be the lightest going back to, wow, we're really going back. Well, my records go back to 1992, and to find a smaller number than minus 52 billion, we're all the way back to June of 2020.
Yeah, and the only reason he could only find one that low in June of 2020 was because the COVID, it was because the supply chain was whack. So all the numbers are whack. He can't find another number that low besides COVID going back to 1992. It's not even been a year. I can't wait to see where we are by year three. So listen to this. This is this just to give you some idea what he just did, okay? Because they're not going to tell you this. U.S. exports are up a shocking 6% over last year, rising to their, get this, second highest value on record. Inflation-adjusted exports of consumer goods are the largest ever. Inflation-adjusted exports of consumer goods are the largest ever. I know this sounds wonky, but what this means is prosperity. The seasonally adjusted trade deficit with China has narrowed to the second smallest since 2009. Listen to this. In the third quarter of 2025, real exports grew by 4.1% annual rate. Imports fell by around 5%. That added one whole percentage point to the GDP, to the economy. That is massive. That's pure rocket fuel. Pure rocket fuel. So you know what this, you know what I love about this? Is how he did it. Cutting tariffs with more than countries that represent, trading partners that represent more than half of the global economy. They're all agreeing to buy stuff, and many of them are already buying it. That's why you're seeing those numbers. But most of that $21 trillion won't even start hitting until next year. He is firing on all cylinders. Ooh, is right. I mean, it's crazy. So remember when Jeb Bush gave that speech to the Hamptons Democrat donor? I'll never forget this conference. He had a special, you know, caviar and lobster and steak fundraiser just for Democrat donors. And he promised to manage the decline. Maybe we didn't need the decline. Who knew? Who knew if you can do this in 9-10 months, what can you do in 2 years? What could have we done this whole time if we didn't have the uniparty class from Bush to Obama to Clinton to Biden undermining us to the benefit of our enemies? We'll never know. But I think if Trump keeps this up, we're about to find out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A remarkable thing is happening and it's going fast now. We've been following this all week. The mainstream media is beginning to admit that the COVID shots give you cancer, damage your heart, and that they kill. They kill children. They kill adults. I can't believe the speed of this. Now you're thinking, well, Terry, you've told us that before. Yes, I have, using studies from outside this country that were blacked out in this country. Studies from Finland and South Korea, the largest one ever, finding a across-the-board 35% risk of cancer increase just in the first year after you get the COVID shot. That was South Korea, so it was blacked out here. Taiwan did some great studies, too, showing the deadliness. But it's all been blacked out here as if it's not occurring until 2 weeks ago. I'm going to tell you why the media is telling the truth now. It's because they have no other option. A crazy thing happened, just to catch you up. Internal memo by the top vaccine guy inside Health and Human Services wasn't supposed to be released, leaked out, and talked about the vaccines killed children. At least 10, but the memo says it's the number is a lot higher. They were just looking at a small sample, and they're like, yeah, here are 10 dead kids in the sample. Oops. Well, the FDA, in the beginning of the week, announced now that everybody's acknowledged the dead kids, New York Times, Bloomberg's very mainstream, that they're going to begin investigating the adult deaths. There's 38,000 reported adult deaths, by the way, in VAERS, just so we're clear. VAERS is a government database that never was controversial before. It was created by Congress as an early warning system from COVID deaths, or I'm sorry, shot deaths. 38,000 in there, usually only 2 to 10% of the deaths from a vaccine are reported. So you can see the size of the potential kill here. We have never had that many deaths from all of the other vaccines given to Americans over 40 years combined. But the reporting rate, they believe, to VAERS is unusually low for the COVID shot because Democrats, well, brainwashed doctors, it doesn't kill, it doesn't kill, it doesn't kill, it doesn't kill, it doesn't kill. So that even when you're watching your patients drop dead, get cancer, neurological damage, myocarditis, you're like, well, it couldn't be the shot. They told me it wasn't the shot. It was a shot. So now the left has a problem because the shot for the Democrats was not a shot, really. It was a sacrament. It was a way you could demonstrate your loyalty to the tribe. It was a signal of your intelligence and superiority that you took it. It was a bedrock foundational principle, the science. It became far more than a political issue. It really was almost a religious experience, or, you know, the closest they have to religion. It really was. It was an article of faith. They can't have their sheeple figuring out what they did to them. But they got to say something because it's coming out now and they can't stop. So we've got the FDA investigating adult deaths, the admission, including in Bloomberg, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, of the kill rate for children. And now they're looking at a bigger sample, which is what's triggering all this. So the mainstream media has got to get it out bit by bit because you don't want them getting hit with it like a ton of bricks like I just hit you with it. The headlines are remarkable. I never thought I'd see them. Let's just run through just a couple. Reuters headline. FDA probes deaths likely related to COVID vaccines across age groups. They have no choice. By the way, that article ends with, it kills you, but totally like get it anyway. It's good for society. This is how they just very gently walk you up. Okay, might have been 10 kids killed. Okay, well, it could have been 100. Yes, looking like 500. They do it in separate articles. Just kind of cushion the blow a little bit for the sheeple. Okay, The Atlantic. Did a famous doctor's COVID shot make his cancer worse? You read the article. It's hair-raising. Yeah. If you were in recovery from cancer, it brought it back. If you had early stage treatable cancer, it put it on steroids in a matter of weeks, made it almost unstoppable. But this one, folks, this Stanford University just published a study, came out with, I guess it's okay now. Stanford Medicine study shows why mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines can cause myocarditis. What is myocarditis? It is damage to your heart. If you get myocarditis, 50% are dead 5 years later. It is not a small deal. UK Telegraph. How COVID vets, this is their headline. This is 10th of December. So they're all coming out with this. How COVID vaccines can cause heart damage. Immune systems triggered by mRNA jabs may inflame cardiac cells with young men most at risk, of course. Who does the left hate the most? Young men. Sure. Total coincidence, I'm sure. So now we're getting an idea, folks, of why Anthony Fauci might have needed that 10-year criminal pardon from Joe Biden. The only other person who got one that long was Hunter Biden, who coincidentally was directly involved with the Wuhan lab too. Weird, right? Going back about 10 years, when the first company he funded with startup capital was Metabiota, the only foreign company allowed to do work in the Wuhan lab. By the way, John Kerry's son was the other guy at the head of that company, Rosemont Seneca. People forget that. So this is coming out. And it's only coming out, again, because they need to cushion the blow with a gradual rollout. But if you put it in and peruse the headlines, it really is something this morning. Some media outlets are taking the, hey, okay, there might have been a little death from the COVID vaccine, but not like big death. They're going to do big death in the coming weeks. To cushion the blow of what the FDA finds. Or, you know, maybe you had some cancer there from the shot, maybe. Or maybe, you know, you should get your heart checked. By the way, Peter McCullough, the doctor most synonymous with that, has a protocol. If you gave a child a COVID vaccine or there's one in your family, there is a test, he says, you should go, and really they should do this for an adult. Look up Peter McCullough, Dr. Peter McCullough. He's all over the place with this. There's a test you should get for your heart because 2 to 3% of the children who had it, he doesn't have an adult figure. I'm using his child figure, have heart damage from it. And if you can spot it early, they you may be able to save a life, basically. So if someone in your family, I mean, it's scary, but I am trying to help. COVID vaccine child, 2 to 3% have the damage. And you need to get that test. You need to get the cardiac test done. And you need to go look up McCullough because you're going to go to a regular doctor and they're going to be like, huh? What are you talking about? I don't know about that. They will. They will know. So this is going fast. And you should watch. It really is remarkable. They don't want to admit this, but they don't have a choice. Okay. The good news is it's happening because let me tell you why right now. It can't go fast enough because right now there are 5 mRNA shots in development for both flu and RSV. These can never, ever, ever hit the market. They will kill more. There's one, ironically, this is the punchline, for cancer. An mRNA shot for cancer. Isn't that funny? Anyway, And we just had a disaster 2 weeks ago. It turned out one of the big pharma companies had lied to their shareholders and said that the trials of the mRNA shot were going really well. They were not going so well. You have to vaccinate 300 people to stop one case. And the side effect incident rate was 6 times cases stopped. What does that mean? Basically, the shot gives you damaging side effects, but doesn't do much to stop the flu. So as bad and maddening as this is, the good news is it's breaking right now. So hopefully at the end of this critical mass, there won't be any flu shot, mRNA flu or RSV shot approved. Hopefully that'll save a lot of lives going forward. Google it right now. It's wild. You're watching the media walk back on the idea that the COVID shot was safe. Some media outlets, mainstream ones, are telling the truth this morning about the myocarditis and the heart damage. Others are telling the truth about the cancer for the first time. It's wild watching it. Mainstream media. I've got some samples on my X feed if you want to see everybody from Reuters to The Atlantic to The Telegraph admitting, hey, you know, that shot, now that we think about it, does cause myocarditis. You know what's really sad? This didn't have to happen. Remember why we didn't know this at the time? We did know it at the time. In fact, the creator of the mRNA vaccine, Dr. Robert Malone's name's on the patent, tried to tell us, but the FBI censored it. Love to know. I'd love for Congress to go ahead and get the communication on that, the emails and stuff. How'd that go? This is what happens when you have FBI agents censoring the world's foremost virologists. It's almost like they wanted a very large kill. I hate to say that, but texture rates here. I took the COVID shot and a booster, and within 2 years, I have had 4 heart bypasses. Are you male? By the way, the Telegraph's admitting this morning, not only that it causes myocarditis, which is heart damage, but also that it most affects men. Of course it does. Texture rates here. Look into the actuarial reports from insurance companies showing an increase in all-cause death. I've reported that. Now, the texture rates. I have a relative who was hospitalized with myocarditis at 13. That's damage to your heart. It thickens the heart tissue. At first, family told it was due to COVID, not the shot. All lies. Another texter writes, do you think they're slowly trying to roll this out so they can use it to hurt Trump for starting Project Warp Speed and pushing it? No. Democrats are much more branded to it than Trump's branded to it, but they're more branded to it. No, they have to do this because of the leak about the deaths from the FDA. That memo was not supposed to leak out, and it did. Texter writes, Tara, this is from a doctor. I think it's a doctor. 2 months after the COVID shots came out, I started getting patients for pre-op chest x-rays on young men having to have surgery for old man heart problems. Yeah, it happens right away. The Taiwanese study showed that, the thickening of the heart wall. So, I mean, within 2 weeks of that shot, you have the heart damage, especially if you're male. Texter writes, Tara, we need a reporter to be able to break through the gauntlet and be brave enough to present this and ask Trump if he still considers Warp Speed his greatest legacy. Yeah, and I don't want to blame Trump for this because he started it, but Joe Biden rolled that shot out. Texter writes, Tara, I was horrified yesterday when a coworker mentioned getting her 4-year-old a COVID booster. I know, and that's why I still do these segments. I know every child's arm I can keep that shot out of. And I know there are still doctors out there giving them. If you are a doctor, stop listening to the FDA and the CDC, unless you're reading the memo about the dead kids and the expanded investigation into the dead adults from the COVID vaccine, and sit down today, Google Reuters, Telegraph, CNN, New York Times, they're all admitting it. Stop recommending your patients get shots. Just stop. It's out there now. It's mainstream. So you can feel safe if you're a doctor. It is deadly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.